Previously on Heroes.
People think I collect art. What I really collect are lives fixed in paint. A perfect moment capturing an entire existence, made immortal.
What you've done is not evolution, it's murder. What I am doing is revenge.
A monster's fight to survive and live to kill again. A mother willing to fracture her own soul to protect her child.
Don't lie to me anymore. You told me she was gone. Now which one of you is in control? Nikki? Jessica?
Not so sure.
Youth struggle for innocence despite life's cruelty.
Who are you?
I'm your grandmother.
The double-edged lies needed to sustain a double-edged life.
He is going to be a problem. Why don't we do it right now?
Sorry.
What do we think?
He's telling the truth. He doesn't know where Claire is.
A wandering hero's pure joy at success.
Yatta!
Hero retrieves the sword, then teleports to the New York of the future.
And his darkest hour, when all the world seems lost. All perfect moments frozen in time. Alone, each tells a single story. Together, they can tell the future.
Chapter 19.07%. Mr. Bennett's in a cell at Primatech.
Daddy, I'm so sorry.
Claire?
It's all my fault. I tried to do what you said, but they caught me, and now I'm so scared.
She hugs him.
What is it?
You. You're not.
Not what?
Not you.
Claire morphs into Candace, then Thompson appears in the doorway.
Why don't you leave us alone, Candace?
Are you sure? I can show him things that make him tear his eyes out.
You've got more important matters to take care of.
Candace gives Mr. Bennett a look, then walks out of the cell.
Things okay in here? Do you need anything? I just got through with this Graham Greene I was reading. I'll bring it.
How was it?
Ended bad.
I don't know where Claire is. None of these games can make me tell you what I don't know.
We're going easy on you. The only reason we haven't taken it up a notch is because of friendship.
Friendship.
I brought you in, vouched for you. And how do you repay my kindness? Attempting to destroy the company?
You asked me to betray my daughter.
You got too close. And then you got sloppy.
I saw what your girl Candace can do. Maybe you're the one who got sloppy. Maybe I'm exactly where I want to be.
You're on death row.
If you were going to kill me, you would have done it by now.
I'm just waiting for the order. That's how we do it here. We follow orders.
He goes to the door.
I'll see about getting you that book.
At the Corinthian Hotel, Las Vegas, Mr. Linderman's showing Nathan his art collection.
Japanese feudalism, Renaissance, Baroque, Mayan, Persian, 20th century. You must bring all your first dates here. What do you do with all this?
I protect it. I shield it from a greedy and dangerous world.
Push the cultured facade long enough, people forget you're a criminal.
When my day of judgment comes, Nathan, I'll be remembered as a humanitarian. I care about the world. I just want to save it, to heal it. And to do that, I need you.
What could you possibly know about healing?
Mr. Linderman turns to a dead, drooping orchid and takes one of its dull leaves between his fingers. As Nathan watches him closely, he then waves his hand in front of the plant.
A few things.
The orchid comes back to life, its stem straightening and the dead purple flowers blossoming again. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. At Primatech, a cockroach crawls over food close to where Matt's lying asleep on his cell floor.
Parker. Parker, wake up.
Mr. Bennett's communicating with him through the walls.
They're just waiting. They're just waiting. They're coming for you. They're just waiting for the order.
Matt stands up and looks about him, confused.
And then you're never coming back. Not to your wife or anyone else you care about. They'll never see you again.
We don't have much time. If you can hear me, and if you can trust me, bang on the pipe.
Matt grabs his food tray.
Good man. If you follow everything I said, you might not die. You might want to argue, but luckily this is a one-way conversation. Can I count on you?
I hate him. Yes or no?
A painting of Hero.
I know this man.
Well, great. If you see him, tell him I want my sword back.
He said he needed it to save the world. A lot of people seem to be saying that these days.
We all have our roles to play in the events to come. You know, this isn't just a collection of art. This is a roadmap. These artists envisioned a brighter future. Peace, prosperity.
That's your idea of a brighter future.
Nathan approaches one of Isaac's paintings, showing New York in flames.
What if I was to tell you that it was?
I'd say you were a lousy humanitarian.
I was a lot younger than you when I discovered my power. And there were others, too, like me, who discovered theirs. We were all confused. And we found each other. Together, we tried to make a difference to the world. And for a while, we did. It was beautiful. And then some of my friends, they lost their way. They used their powers for personal gain. And all the good that we'd done was, well, it amounted to nothing. And I learned that healing one person at a time was just not enough. We needed something to pull it down on course, something big.
That's what you think this is.
People need hope, Nathan.
An explosion of that magnitude would destroy half the population of New York City. That.
The 6.5 billion people on the planet, that's less than 0.07%. Come on, that's an acceptable loss by anyone's count.
By anybody's count?
Look, I said people needed hope, but they trust fear.
This is crazy.
This tragedy will be a catalyst for good, for change. Out of the ashes, humanity will find a common goal, a united sense of hope, couched in a united sense of fear. And it is your destiny, Nathan, to be the leader who uses this event to rally a city, a nation, a world. Now you look deep into your heart. You know I'm right.
Look, I don't mean to toss a wet blanket, but if you haven't noticed, I'm down in the polls. I'm not gonna get elected to Congress, let alone the White House.
Linderman pulls out another painting, showing Nathan in the Oval Office.
Do you think I'd leave that to chance?
Nathan steps closer and stares at the image.
If you know all this, then you also know that the exploding man is my brother, Peter.
As I said, we all have our role to play. Peter's curtain call will come the day after you're elected.
You're insane. You know that?
Nathan walks out. Mr. Bennett is still telepathically communicating with Matt.
Now, all that banging has alerted the guards.
What? He told me to signal you.
Don't worry, it's a good thing.
the rusted pipe.
Pipes.
It should be the one closest to the window. A couple of hits will loosen. Hurry up. Guard will be there. We've got 3 minutes.
Got it.
Matt throws away his food tray, then starts trying to yank the pipe off the wall.
Come on!
By now, you should have removed the pipe. The guard will be coming through the door any second now. Signal when you've knocked him out.
Yeah, I'm working on it, Come on!
The pipe comes free, then the door opens. Mr. Bennett listens for Matt's signal.
Grab his pass and head into the hall.
Suresh? Suresh?
Peter enters Mohinder's apartment.
It's Peter Petrelli.
The apartment's in near darkness.
Mohinder?
He notices some toppled furniture, then moves towards Mohinder's map. Something drops onto his head. He scratches it, then blood droplets fall onto his face. He looks up. A bleeding Mohinder is pinned to the ceiling.
Siler!
Siler appears.
I remember you. You're like me, aren't you? I'd like to see how that works.
Using his telekinetic powers, Siler points at Peter and begins slicing open his skull. When the wound begins to instantly heal, Siler looks surprised, then Peter sends him flying across the room. Mohinder drops face first onto the floor. Siler opens his eyes, then stands up.
Not now. I'm not done with him yet.
Peter becomes invisible.
Interesting. I can't wait to try that one.
Siler flexes his fingers, and hundreds of shards of glass rise up from the floor. With little effort, he keeps them suspended in midair just below his hand. He looks around the room, biding his time, then suddenly sends them shooting off in all directions. One shard becomes bloody, then Peter materializes with it in his head. He collapses. Siler studies Peter for a moment, but when he goes to bend over him, Mohinder hurls the map at him. Mohinder tumbles across the floor, then when he sees Siler's unconscious, he crawls over to Peter.
Peter.
Claire and Angela.
My two boys actually getting along. Nathan's wedding. He has two boys of his own now. And that handsome man is Peter. But you've already met him now, haven't you?
You saved my life. You forgot to mention that we were related.
Oh, he didn't know. He didn't even know you existed.
But you did?
Since you were a baby. Nathan's folly in Texas.
And you kept me a secret.
I cared about you a great deal. Perhaps not in the traditional sense, oatmeal cookies and school plays, but I did what I could. My husband and I made arrangements for you.
Arrangements?
Then that fire happened and Nathan just assumed you were gone, so.
So you let him?
It was the right thing to do. You needed to be protected.
Trust me. I don't need protecting.
Because you can grow back your bones and spit up bullets. You have no idea, Claire. The life your abilities would bring you. You deserve better. And that's why you have to go. Get you away like we planned.
I haven't seen Peter or met my father yet.
Neither of them is in a position to be anything to you right now. Be sensible.
By shipping me off to Paris?
For now, yes. I'll be taking you there myself. You'll have a chance to grow up and develop into someone who can make her own choices. And then if you choose to come back and join this madness like I once did, At least I will have given you the option.
So you're like me.
Angela stands up.
I regret a lot of the choices I've made in my life. You're getting the benefit of my experience.
Whether I want it or not.
You get that mouth from me.
Siler comes to in Mohinder's apartment. He sits up, then sees Mohinder's computer smashed up on the floor.
The list. No! No!
He finds a scrap of paper from Ninth Wonders with Isaac's photo, name, and address on it.
My editor needs these pages right away, so I called my best messenger.
Oh man, the new Ninth Wonders. I've been dying to find out what happens to Hero.
The latest and the last.
Last?
Looks that way.
Why, what do you mean?
Never mind.
So what happens to Hero in this one?
I promise you won't post any spoilers.
Future? How do you come up with this stuff?
It's a gift. Speaking of which...
Isaac picks up his sketchbook and offers it to the courier.
Your sketchbook? You serious?
Hold on to it. Might be worth something someday.
Thank you.
The courier hurries out. Then Isaac turns to stare at his paintings, which show himself with the top of his head sliced off. DL and Jessica.
Working for a gangster like Lindemann pulling triggers for?
Everything I've done for Micah.
You keep telling yourself that.
Hey, if it wasn't for me, Nikki'd still be in prison. Micah wouldn't have a mother, and you'd be all alone. I don't remember you complaining.
Nikki, Jessica, whoever the hell you are, I'm done. I'm taking Micah and you're never...
Careful how you finish that sentence.
He's not safe as long as Lindemann owns our lives. Not as long as you're around. Look at what you brought into our house.
What? Money? Rent? Poor me. Nobody wants to hire a black ex-con.
Everywhere you go, people die. Cash, cars, hurting people for the fun of it. Hell, you didn't turn into Jessica. You turned into your old man.
Don't you
dare. I'll die before I let you do to Micah what he did to you.
Miss Sanders, Mr. Lindemann has asked to see you right away.
If this is a life you want, you need to get Micah out of it. You can say goodbye tonight.
Matt's creeping through Primatech.
The first door on the right is a supply room. Steal something less conspicuous.
Matt takes a jacket.
And keep moving. You'll see an exit door before the hall.
Orders came down. Moving Bennett Sprague apartment. Now make sure you gas Sprague's room before you put the IV in him. I don't want that man so much as dreaming.
What about Parkman?
Put some tape on his mouth. I don't want to hear any more about his pregnant wife.
Matt slips away, listening for Mr. Bennett.
You want to do what?
He swipes a card and gains access to Ted's cell.
Parkman?
We gotta go. Quickly!
Go! How did you even get in here?
Bennett, he's got a plan.
Bennett? Were you listening to him?
He told me to come get you.
He could be leading you right where he wants you to go.
It can't be worse than the alternative.
Thompson discovers Matt's not in his cell. Matt and Ted hear the alarm. In her upmarket townhouse, Angela looks surprised when she sees Mohinder on her doorstep.
Mrs. Petrelli?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. It's Peter.
What about him?
I found this address in his wallet. I didn't know where else to go. I couldn't leave him. He's dead.
He was killed. Murdered. Trying to save my life. I was in over my head. Sorry.
Please leave. Now.
Mohinder's eyes flit between Angela and Peter, who's lying on the couch. Then he walks out. Claire comes downstairs and sees Peter.
Peter.
Angela lays her head on Peter's chest and sobs. Jessica arrives at the Corinthian.
Mr. Linderman will see you now.
Linderman, you're kidding. Linderman doesn't see anyone.
Not if I can help it. Fearsome Jessica, find me. Sweet Nikki, yes, but you. I never had the pleasure.
You were due.
Well, we've both certainly come a long way, haven't we, since you borrowed that $30,000 and conveniently forgot to repay. Oh, by the way, I've had to have that room repainted since your last assignment.
What is this?
I need a small favor.
You're Linderman. When you need something, you send your boys. When it's something big, you send lawyers. This must be off the charts.
It's all a matter of perspective. I need to borrow your Mica, briefly.
Borrow?
Yeah, that is, his talent. I want to help Mica achieve something monumental in his life. I had a plan in place that, until recently, began to unravel. I need your son to help me repair it.
Mica wasn't part of our deal. I don't want him involved in all this.
Understand. Mica is involved by the mere fact of his birth. Now, I've been, I think, more than fair to you. I mean, I helped you out of a tough spot. Spared you that long walk to the gas chamber, even. So, a chocolate milk, all the cookies he can eat, and I'll tell you what, I'll even make him a fresh sandwich myself.
You need something from me? Point and I'll shoot. Mica's off limits.
The request was a courtesy, dear.
Send anyone you want. You're not touching my son.
She strides out.
We better take out an insurance policy on Miss Abbas.
In Ted's cell.
The power grid!
What does he want me to do, melt it?
No. He says you gotta... What the hell's an EMP?
I don't know.
It's an electromagnetic pulse that causes a high-intensity photoelectron surge.
I don't know what he's saying, but he says it's not radioactive. He says it's clean.
But I don't know how to do that.
He said you'd say that. He says you have no
concept of your potential. You can focus all your energy into one burst.
He says don't burn hot, burn bright. Does that make sense?
Did he say anything else?
Electron surge.
He shouldn't stand next to you.
Matt steps back, and Ted holds out his hands, then makes them into fists. He creates an electromagnetic pulse which knocks out the power in the building. Thompson finds himself in darkness.
Power's out, let's go!
No.
Wait a minute, Bennett.
What that guy is for? We're in here.
He got us this far, we owe
him. I'm not going back in there.
They'll kill him.
Yeah, well, they're after his daughter. He's just trying to protect her. He is the one person who can take them down. This is our only shot to get our lives back.
I don't have a life.
Hey, you're always talking about how you want to die. Yet you fight like hell to stay alive. Some part of you wants to live. And for that, we need Bennett.
They enter Mr. Bennett's cell.
That went better than I expected.
Nathan arrives at Angela's.
Ma!
Nathan.
Where is he?
He enters the drawing room, then kneels down beside Peter's dead body.
He's gone, Nathan.
No.
No. Peter. He isn't supposed to die this way. He's not supposed to die this way. He was wrong. Oh. What do we do?
We hide it.
What?
Till after the election. Last thing he would have wanted was to bring you down with him.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore. Peter's dead. I'm not having this conversation.
Claire steps in, and Nathan turns to look at her.
Claire.
I know you don't want me here. I just want to see him. I came all this way. Let the girl have her moment.
Angela leaves the room, and a few moments later, Nathan follows her. Claire kneels by Peter. His irises are white and his face streaked with blood. She strokes his hair.
I didn't even get to know you. You're the only one that made me feel safe. I thought you were like me.
She feels the shard sticking out of the back of his head and pulls it out. His irises flood with colour and he regenerates.
Peter.
Angela rushes back in, while Nathan hangs back a little and watches. Peter looks at Claire.
You saved my life.
Guess we're even now.
Later, Peter touches the point of the blood-soaked shard of glass.
What do you do with something that killed you?
You could put it underneath your pillow. I don't know what I would have done.
Don't think about it. I didn't die.
Yeah, but if you had. I don't know who I am without you.
Of course you do. You're Nathan Petrelli. Top of his class, valedictorian, most likely too. You're that guy with me or without me.
Who's to say I'm not all that because of you? Most of what we are is what people expect us to be. I mean, if you take them away, nothing means anything.
It's a good thing I can't die, then. Oh, I got that from Claire. She can regenerate.
No matter what happens?
I think so.
What about that painting? You explode. I mean, if that happened, you could survive it.
Doesn't really matter, does it? Think about it. If I go nuclear, if I blow up New York, do you know how many people are gonna die?
0.07%.
Talk to her, Nathan. She wants to know her father.
I can't deal with that right now.
She's not just some girl. She's your daughter. Your mom wants to send her to Paris. You can't let her go. Don't you get it? Claire's the girl that I saved. In Texas. You know, save the cheerleader.
Save the world, I get it.
And she turns out to be your daughter. Your daughter. Look around. Everything I said is happening now. It's real. You know, maybe if Claire's here, I don't blow up. Maybe she's here to save us. Talk to her, Nathan. We need her.
Having overheard them, Angela steps into the room.
About what just happened, Nathan and I need to talk to you.
It's okay. I know. I knew long before either of you did.
In the Burnt Toast Diner...
I recommend a cherry pie.
Should we keep a low profile?
They won't come after us in a public place. They wouldn't risk it.
How can you be so sure?
Point taken.
Eat up. It's a long road ahead.
No, forget it. I'm getting the hell out of here.
They will find you.
As long as they have that tracking system, you'll never be safe.
Neither will Claire.
Look. The system is well protected, but we can get to it. Destroy it. No more bagging and tagging. No more looking over your shoulder. We can end it all.
Where is this tracking system?
New York City. We're leaving on the next bus.
Is this where Linderman is?
Where did you get that name?
From your boss, Thompson. He was thinking about sending us to go see this Linderman guy. I just figured that must be who you're working for. Wait a minute. You didn't know that? You're trying to take down your organization? You don't even know who signs your checks? Oh my God. You're middle management.
So what's that supposed to mean?
What it means is he's a schlub, just like the rest
Linderman
of us.
Linderman isn't in New York. He's in Las Vegas.
So this is really Linderman, the mobster who owns all those casinos. What does he have to do with all this?
Apparently more than I knew.
I say we go to Vegas, we take the fight to Linderman.
No, we stick with the plan. We take out the tracking system. And then whoever's left standing can go after Linderman.
New York. I've always wanted to go.
You boys ready to order?
Why'd you have to pick me up so early today from school?
Today's a special day.
Mom?
Three of Linderman's guards are standing in the driveway.
The man we're gonna meet?
Well, let's just say he changes all the rules.
And he wants to meet me?
He knows that you do the most amazing things. I told him he doesn't know the half of it. My son, the genius.
So I don't have to pretend about what we can do, like Dad said?
That's all right, gentlemen. I want to greet this young man myself. It's a great pleasure to meet you, Micah.
Thank you.
How would you like to save the world today?
Micah looks at Jessica, who smiles. As Micah rides off in Linderman's limo, Jessica stands at the roadside before morphing into Candace with a smile frozen on her face. Then she looks over her shoulder and sees the real Jessica pulling up in her red convertible. Candace casually walks off.
Cute car.
At Mohinder's apartment.
You know why Peter Petrelli came here? He wanted my help. Instead, I got him killed.
You did the right thing calling us.
I tried to stop Sila. But I couldn't. I'm a scientist. I can't fight someone who defies the laws of physics.
You can. You just need help.
You're not the one I called.
Glasses, tall fella? He's along with the company. You know, you've been going about this all wrong, Professor. Trying to take on the science and the killer all on your own? What you're dealing with, no man should face without friends. Now, we can provide you with the resources to...
I didn't call about my research. The man who murdered my father and Peter Petrelli, he's still out there. That takes precedence over any academics. A person that dangerous must be stopped.
I can assure you we have similar priorities. The best way to stop Siler is for us to work together.
Isaac comes out of a trance and throws down his brush. He's painted Siler in his apartment.
You really can paint the future. Just like the professor said, fantastic.
You're late.
I guess you know why I'm here.
You're the one who's gonna kill me.
That's true. This is usually the part when people start screaming.
I tried fighting the future. It's too big for me. Maybe you can do better.
Why me? Do you see some special future for me?
They stop you. And you die.
You painted all that too? Show me.
Show me.
Isaac looks at a gun, but Siler sends it flying.
Now.
Ah. He impales Isaac Christ-like to the floor with paintbrushes through his forearms.
It's already gone.
Why don't you tell me all about it then?
I've seen enough of the future. I don't need to watch it happen. I've wasted my life, destroyed everything good that ever came to me. At least I did one good thing before I died.
Siler pins his legs to the floor.
You can't fight the future.
Neither can you.
It's all right. I finally know my part in all this. To die here. With you. But not before I show them how to kill you. And stop the bomb.
I finally get to be a hero.
Siler shakes his head a little before bearing down on the helpless Isaac. By the light of a fire, Nathan contemplates the bloody shard of glass, then uses it to open a package. It's the painting of him in the White House.
Your mom said you wanted to talk to me?
I do. Come in, please.
Claire comes to stand in front of his desk, and Nathan stands up.
This should have happened a long time ago under better circumstances. It shouldn't take someone nearly dying for the two of us to finally meet.
You know, you don't have to do this. Pretend to be nice to me.
I'm not pretending. Claire, most people, they think the worst of me, and I've probably given them good reason to, but I want to do better. I want to be there for you. But I can't. Not now.
Of course.
I'm sorry, but there are things happening right now that I can't expect you to understand. I barely understand them myself. I got into politics for the chance to do something good. I have a chance to help, to be a part of something big. But in order to do that, I have to...
The election. Can't have some illegitimate daughter popping up and waving at the cameras.
I need to win.
You need me to leave. Paris with my grandmother.
She warms up. Sort of. It's just 1 week.
And then what?
He places his hands on her shoulders.
And then you come home to your family.
She nods slightly, then he draws her to him and they wrap their arms around each other. He has a faraway look in his eye. Next to the shard is the painting of him in the White House. Meanwhile, in a precognitive trance, Siler's painting a sinister depiction of himself in the Oval Office. Isaac lies dead, impaled to the apartment floor, with his gun beside him. Nearby is the painting of the devastated New York. 5 years in the future, on top of the DeVoe building, Hero says, "Oh no, it's the future." Andrew asks, "What happened?" Hero looks out across the burnt-out city and says, "The bomb. We didn't stop it. I failed. So many people have died."
Hero.
Andu says, "You have your sword now. You have your power. You can teleport us back so we can fix this and get us out of here. I don't like the future."
Yeah.
No. If this happened, then we must have done something wrong. We must find out what mistakes we made. Then we can go back and stop it. Mr. Isaac, he will know what to do. You said Mr. Isaac was dead when the bomb went off because of the brain man. You're forgetting. In the past, the brain man got caught, remember? Mr. Isaac could still be alive. Come on. Andrew says, "I'm confused." In Isaac's apartment.
Hello? Mr. Isaac? Mr. Isaac?
Hero switches on the light. A complex network of strings crisscrosses the entire apartment with pieces of paper hanging from it. As they come down the steps, Hero and Andu stare up at it in disbelief. Andu asks, "What's all this?" And Hero says, "I think it's a timeline." One of the notes says, "Save the cheerleader."
何の地図?
A timeline of what? Hero looks at newspaper clippings. One says, NYC devastated. Another has a picture of Nathan Petrelli and the headline, Our Strength in Dark Times. Then, Hero hears a noise.
Mr. Isaac?
Hero reaches for his sword, then moves further into the apartment. He comes face to face with his future self also holding a sword.
You.
Me?
To be continued.
Stay with us on BBC Two and find out more about artist Isaac in Heroes Unmasked. And could you beat Syla in a fight? Play the new Peter game to find out. Log on to bbc.co.uk/heroes.